Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Fire Chief Brendan DeLong and President of the Brinton Trust, Mike Moore, about the donation from the Trust to the Fire Department for a new rescue boat. The Brinton Trust has given a sizable donation for a new rescue boat for the Fire Department. What made you decide to give to the Fire Department?
Well, they tell in the group, just like everybody, all the other requests we get, one of the firemen, Ron Armstrong, asked me if we'd ever do that, and I said, well, it meets our requirements. You'd have to submit a request. And they put together a formal request with pictures and everything else. He gave it to me, and then I gave it to my cohort. We both work, Ann Williams. When we had our quarterly meeting this year, it came to the top of the ones that were asking for requests, and so we were able to do that. We announced it to them, but we had to wait. We don't usually get our money till around this time of year. We knew how much we were getting, but we didn't know. We didn't have it yet. So that's how it all worked.
Yeah. And remind me again how much the amount was for?
$17,000.
Very good. So pretty good vessel then you'll be able to purchase.
Yeah, it's our current boat is just a fishing boat. So this boat is built specifically for water rescue. So it's a brand new boat. It'll upgrade. Like our fishing current boat's 40 years old though.
Great. So can you tell me what the difference is then between like a fishing boat and an actual rescue boat?
Rescue boat's got a lot more room and it's a little bit wider, and you got more room up front to have more people that are helping you search a pond. It's also got what holders on the side that will hold like bars for sweeping the bottom of a lake. So it's more built for that, and it's very shallow boat because a lot of times you're running in really shallow water, maybe looking for people. So just little minor tweaks and stuff like that is what it's used for.
And as somebody that's new to the Washington County area, how often do you use this boat in Washington County?
Once, maybe twice a year. You need it. So we feel that we're going to be equipped for it. The county, we have mutual agreements with other departments, and we'll go wherever we're needed with it.
And do you also then go out to other counties like on an on-call basis, or is that something that's...
You know, if they request us, we'll go, no matter where it's at. But I can think of a few times where we've sent some people to help, you know, water rescue incidents outside of our county. So there's been a few times that's happened. Not very often, but there is a few times.
Okay, and so now that the money's been secured and the plans are kind of set, when will this new boat arrive?
After July 1st. So we got the money, we'll get it put into the deposit account. We've got the boat secured, so we'll probably take delivery of it sometime after July 1st.
Very good. And hopefully you don't have to use it for
exactly
many, many years.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, you need it. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we don't.
Cool.
Yeah, because I think one of the things about this, many counties do not have this. Mm-hmm. And so once they find out that this fire department has this, they may be called out a lot more than what's happened in the past. With other areas, if they know they have it, they may not have one. And they're going to ask them to help.
If someone calls and needs us to respond, we do it. We go. I can think of incidents where we've gone to Kit Kat County and we've gone to Louisa County. And I even think Henry and Jefferson. So, like I said, sometimes they need lots of manpower and help, and we mm-hmm. have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm. And forgive me if this is not correct, but is this in conjunction with the diving team as well?
Yep, we have a dive team that is associated with the county sheriff. They are, all the equipment with the dive team is owned by the county sheriff, but there are 12, I think, certified divers that we have on our staff that are able to get in the boat and dive down and look for individuals in the bottom of the lake.
And is that unique then to have that dive team in kind of a not very water-filled county in Iowa?
Yeah, you know, part of the main reason why we have it is our county rescue is Lake Darling. Lake Darling is kind of a big area, a big water body. So I would say unique, probably. You know, we don't use it very much, but with Lake Darling being so close, we have the means to do that. So, and, you know, we have Crooked Creek runs through here. So Crooked Creek, a lot of people like to go rafting down Crooked Creek.
Yeah.
So they're going to get down in the Skunk River. Skunk River is a big one. They go down through the Skunk and they get lost and we have to go find them. So I can think of several times we've taken our current boat out and went down and looked for someone that's lost on the Skunk River. So
just going through Memorial Day weekend. Luckily, I don't think there was any calls this last weekend, but I think temperatures are going to remain nice, so you might end up getting a couple of those calls later.
Yeah, and then a lot of, you know, pond parties. A lot of a lot of high school kids and a lot of even college kids like to come back and have a party at their mom and dad's pond. Well, sometimes there might be an incident at one of those. You know, someone gets in the water and doesn't come back up, and so we're prepared.
Any closing statements either of you would like to make?
I thank Mike Moore and Williams and the Britton Trust for everything they've done for us and the rescue boat, and because of that we're able to have a really nice boat and be able to service the county.
That was Fire Chief Brendan DeLong and Mike Moore joining on today's House C&H Washington page to talk about the donation from the Britton Trust to the Washington Fire Department. House C&H, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.